Well, good morning and welcome to Consumer Connection this morning here on 800 KPDQ. We're glad you're listening today to Consumer Connection. My guests in the studio today are Ed Mailhuizen and Delby Mailhuizen. They are the president and program director of Sharper Mind Centers. And Sharper Mind Centers is the sponsor of this half hour this morning on Consumer Connection. Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning.
And good morning, Delby.
Good morning to you.
Welcome to both of you. It's good to have you on the air today.
It's good to be here and to share with your listeners some exciting stuff.
Well, I'm familiar with the name Sharper Mind Center just because I've heard the commercials for a while, but it's something that's always kind of intrigued me, so I'm glad to get a chance to talk with you folks about it this morning. Tell me just briefly, if you would, how you started Sharper Mind Centers and what was it that kind of enticed you to do this?
Well, it's a personal passion for us because I grew up in a family of people that struggle with dyslexia and learning disabilities. And my parents spent most of my childhood searching for answers for my brother and sister. When we discovered our children had learning problems, we were very glad that we had already been through that vicariously through my parents. And so we got involved in a business that allowed us to help other people as well.
Mm-hmm. So a topic near and dear to your heart, a passion as well as a business for you.
Absolutely.
Ed, what kind of problems do you address for what kind of people?
Well, generally, we work with children and adults with attention deficit disorder, or ADHD, as the professionals might diagnose it, dyslexia or learning problems, and processing problems. And in some cases, we also deal with individuals with head trauma and have had some great success with those people as well.
Now, I should say, I want to mention, too, right up front here, we'll talk about it again, but you have some seminars coming up, free educational seminars on the brain. Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
That's correct. A lot of people, of course, are, you know, have been looking for answers for their struggling children or themselves. And in fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, was meant in the research that came out just fairly recently was indicating that somewhere between 4 to 5 million children are dealing with learning disabilities or ADHD in this country. It's a very high percentage, and about 10% boys, 4% girls. So we're dealing with a very, very large issue that affects many, many people in many ways. Again, that's part of the passion is helping those individuals overcome it with naturally as opposed to and permanently as opposed to dealing with more temporary type basis.
Mm-hmm. Who are the people that who would come to this seminar and get the most out of it?
Well, we have a cross section. Generally, the parents, of course, parents that have kids that are struggling with the issues that we're talking about here. And, of course, also grandparents. About 30% of the attendees are grandparents who are now having to raise their grandkids because their own kids had some issues, and now they're seeing the same issues come up in the grandkids. And a third group, of course, are professionals, generally teachers, counselors, and doctors who are just intrigued by the concept. And usually they walk away wanting lots of brochures to give to their patients and the clients that they work with. So it's very exciting and very, very informative for those groups.
I want to mention again that these seminars are free. Do people need to do anything to register or let you know they're coming?
They need to call our toll-free number, 1-866-HELP-ADD.
Okay. I should also mention your website if people want to learn a little bit more about what it is you do. It's sharpermindcenters.com. We're talking this morning with Ed and Delby Mailhuizen, and they are the president and program director of the Sharper Mind Centers. Could you give people examples of what happens when they go through your program? I mean, what's even the initial, you know, when they call you and say, help, what's the process?
The process is very simple. We recommend that they come in for an evaluation to begin with, because sometimes we can be helpful to them and sometimes something else is going to be more helpful to them. So the first step is always an evaluation. So call, we'll send out free information, but also be thinking about an evaluation because we can't make a determination until we evaluate them.
The number again is 1-866-HELP-ADD. Again, 1-866-HELP-ADD. What does the evaluation entail?
We look at how they process information. We look at how they input information, how they process it, and how they output information. I know for us personally, it was such an aha experience for Ed in particular that it totally transformed the way he interacted with our son. Before that, he said he won't. He just won't do it. He's just a stubborn child. And then after the evaluation, he goes, oh, you're right. He can't. He can't. He just sees things totally backwards. And it really helped Ed understand our son. So just the evaluation experience alone is a big aha for a lot of parents.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ed, you mentioned at the beginning these abbreviations that we hear tossed about from time to time, ADD and ADHD. Can you talk a little bit more about what those are and how they're the same and how they're different?
Sure. ADHD, or Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, is the official diagnosis given in the psychiatry manual, also known as the DSM-4. And in that, they give certain symptoms of which a child, if a child or an adult is exhibiting a number of these symptoms, would qualify them for a diagnosis of ADHD. And that is the official professional term. But the reality is that a lot of children who are diagnosed with ADHD really do not have the hyperactive component. In other words, they might have an inattentive component. They might be struggling in other areas, but they really don't have ADHD. And those children we like to call as just attention deficit disorder. Oftentimes, that simply, since it's a diagnosis of symptoms, is a misdiagnosis, and these children actually have other conditions, most especially dyslexia, one of its various forms, which includes a difficulty in hearing properly, a difficulty in seeing properly, or a difficulty in reversal, letter reversals, which is the most common form of that. Of course, we think of, you know, people reversing a M and a W, a P and a Q, or a B and a D. Confusing things or words like saw becomes was, and of course we have different, you can also reverse words, and when you listen to a child read who is just beginning, of course sometimes they mix words up, and it's kind of cute, but after a child passes the first grade or second grade, they should be past that, but if a child is struggling at that point in time, then they do have some issues that one, a parent has to address.
Now, I'm no expert in this area, but I do have kids in school, and isn't it common when these kinds of things are discovered that medication is prescribed?
Typically, for the diagnosis of ADD, medication is at least recommended because in many of these kids, especially the kids with hyperactivity, it does calm them down. But long-term studies show that it makes no difference academically. So it may have a temporary improvement in their grades and behavior, but long-term, they seem to build up a tolerance to it, need more of it, or it simply doesn't work for them, especially if they're not hyperactive.
And I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure I've heard just some high percentages of kids that are on these drugs.
It varies from region to region. You have less on the West Coast than you do on the East Coast, for example. In some studies, up to 30 to 40% of white Caucasian males in elementary school are on medications. And in other studies, it's 5% or 7%. So it varies from region to region, school district to school district, and school to school. It's quite wild.
When you talk about percentages that high, how does somebody discern between what is boys just being boys and what is a learning problem?
That is difficult. I think a lot of the times these kids are diagnosed with ADD because an adult in their life can't tolerate their behavior and are not willing to deal with it. Now, there is times when they truly do have ADD and medication is helpful, but medication is not usually the solution. It's only meant to be part of a solution, even if you read the pharmaceutical literature itself.
Well, what are some of the causes of ADHD?
Well, first of all, there are many different causes of ADHD or the symptoms of ADHD. In fact, if somebody attends a seminar, we give them a list of about 50 different kinds. A lot of times it can be, you know, diet can influence behavior tremendously. Parenting styles, past trauma, a difficult delivery. For example, if a child is born with forceps delivery or induced. Also, if there's a C-section, there's a chance, five times more likely chance, those children suffering with rage issues or ADHD. So there's a variety of different things. But in short, the primary cause that we're seeing in most of our clients is that the brain has not fully developed. And what I mean by that is the brain, if you look at the top sides of it, there consists of two hemispheres. And generally, when a child is first born, the right side, the lower, the back right side of the brain is the side that develops first, and then it develops forward to the frontal lobe of the brain, which is the part of the brain that distinguishes between what's important stimuli and not, and the left side, and moving also to the left side of the brain, which is the side that deals with reading and discipline and logic and rationality. And so with many of these kids, they're just the brains have not developed fully to the left side or to the frontal lobe. And so therefore, they're acting in some ways like individuals who literally have split, what we call split brain. In fact, if somebody goes to our website, sharpermindcenters.com, go to the article section, they can read some fascinating articles on split brain. And so a lot of times these kids with ADHD are simply acting as kids who have split brain syndrome. And so part of what our therapy does is help develop those pathways that finish the development of the brain so the child can function normally in this world.
Well, we're talking this morning with Ed and Delby Melhuizen, and they are with Sharper Mind Centers. Ed is the president, and Delby is the program director. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about what are some conventional therapies for these things, and then what are the benefits of working with Sharper Minds with these problems. So we'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes on Consumer Connection on True Talk 800. Welcome back to Consumer Connection here this morning on 800 KPDQ. My guests in the studio today are from Sharper Mind Centers. It's Ed Melhuizen. I'm going to get that right all the time. And Delby Melhuizen. Ed is the president. Delby is the program director. And they are here talking about a couple of things. One, obviously, is their program. But if you want to get some more detailed information, you want to check out their website, which is sharpermindcenters.com. Another thing that you may want to check out are their free educational seminars. These are free seminars, but you need to call their 800 number to let them know that you're coming. It's 1-866-HELP-ADD. Again, 1-866-HELP-ADD. Let me ask you a question. What are some of the more conventional therapies or treatments that we see for ADHD? We mentioned chemically a little bit at the beginning, but...
Conventional accepted therapy at this time is medication like Adderall, Ritalin, Concerta, and now Strattera. Or in some circles, biofeedback is the conventional accepted therapy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know hearing you talk, it's not like you're completely anti-medication. I think you believe there's a time and place for those things, but maybe not long term.
There's a time and place for it, but most of the time they're quick to put them on medication. And the tragedy of that is they cease to look for what else might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there have been kids put on medication that were diabetic, hypoglycemic, having petit mal seizures, having all sorts of issues. We had a little kid that had tethered cord and was put on medication, but it was the tethered cord causing the brain to herniate through the bottom of the skull that was causing the problem. So I think it's kind of a scary thing to leap so quick to a medicative solution without really thoroughly evaluating these kids.
Now, what is it that you at Sharper Mind Centers do that's different from traditional therapies?
We have a very unique multisensory program. We work with children and adults, and we work with sensory integration, balance therapy, vision therapy, auditory integration therapy, program success principles. It's a very multisensory program that works to rewire the brain to increase the communication between the two halves of the brain, and in many cases, wire in the left brain that's either being underutilized or not utilized at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What, well, tell me a little bit about who benefits. It seems to me that you can help kids at some times, but you can help adults as well. Maybe you could tell a story about a child that you've helped recently and perhaps an adult, obviously not using last names at least, but, you know, tell us a little bit about how you help folks.
Sure. Well, first of all, it turns out that everybody's brain is continuously producing new brain cells. Whether a person is 4 years old or 90 years old, doesn't matter. Everybody's continuously producing new brain cells. And so the program, since it helps encourage those brain cells to migrate to the point of need, can influence everybody. So we've dealt with anywhere from 5-year-olds to 90 years old and seen some very interesting results. Just to give a couple examples, we had a little girl who came to us who was 8 years old, and she still did not know her alphabet. Turned out she had a congenital heart defect, open heart surgery for that, and had a stroke after her third one that damaged part of her brain. And as she, and her face was distorted when she smiled, she could not walk forwards and backwards without falling over, didn't know her alphabet, you know, no reading obviously at 8 years old, and the parents didn't know quite where to go. They'd taken through a lot of therapies. Within weeks of starting our program, her face became balanced. She could begin walking forwards and backwards without falling. She learned how to read, and by the end of the program, she was caught up to grade level. When our therapist met her family in a store a couple of years later, they mentioned she was doing extremely well in school and was studying Latin and piano, and they couldn't have been more delighted. There was absolutely no sign of the stroke left in her.
That's amazing.
We had a 57-year-old man who worked as a warehouse stocker person in a grocery store and had been there for about 20-plus years and could not get promoted because he couldn't sequence, he couldn't process things correctly, just had real difficulty. After going through our program, or just about near the end of it, he had the opportunity to run the store for what turned out to be a week. First, it was supposed to be just one day, then 2 days, it turned into a week. The store manager was not available, and his replacement was sick. So this gentleman ended up running the store, and he did such a phenomenal job that his bosses, when they came back, were shocked how that had been. And he attributed it completely to the Sharper Minds program, which had helped him develop everything that he'd been missing over the last 57 years of his life. And he said, from here on out, whatever the heck, anything positive happens, you know. Now, within reason, as far as the job's concerned, he really attributes the changes that he made through the Sharp Minds program.
Uh-huh. What is it that really, what is it that happens in people's lives that makes them want to call you? I mean, what is it that happens in a family where a kid is dealing with something and then they want to give you a call? Or what is it with the adults where they think, oh, maybe I need help with that?
Sometimes it's another job loss. They've had a series of job losses. They get a job and then they can't keep it because they can't stay on task. They can't pay attention. They can't do more than one thing at once. Sometimes grades come out, or parent-teacher conferences happen, or there's something going on that the parents pick up early. So yeah, grades are good motivation for most parents to call us.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, listening to you, that if a parent had a drug prescribed, one of the drugs like Ritalin and assorted similar things that you're mentioning, if they had that prescribed, they might think, maybe I should look into this, too?
Yes. Some parents are very happy with medications and aren't looking for other alternatives. Other parents are very uncomfortable medicating their children. And some parents see improvement. Many don't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're saying, wait a minute, we've got to look for something more permanent. I don't want my child taking this medication the rest of their life.
We are talking this morning with Ed and Delby Mailhuizen, and they are with Sharper Mind Centers. They have got a website that's got a lot of great information on it. Ed had mentioned earlier articles on split brain syndrome. I'm looking at the testing and evaluation section. You can learn a lot from this website about what all they do. And again, the website is sharpermindcenters.com. Again, sharpermindcenters.com. Or if you'd also just like to give them a call and get some information, it's 1-866-HELP-ADD. Again, that's 1-866-HELP-ADD. And they do have a couple of free educational seminars coming up here shortly. They're seminars about the brain and how it functions. Who do you think is going to get the most benefit from these seminars? Who would be your target people if you can invite the best person to come and listen? Who is that?
Well, the best people would be parents who have children between the ages of 7 to 15. And that's the most common range in which parents are still looking for help. Oftentimes, by the time a child is past the 15, you know, we've given up. The reality is. But, you know, as kids get older, they're still dealing with the same issues. Delby mentioned frequent job changes. We had one gentleman that started the program recently who's had 22 jobs in 4 years.
Oh, my.
You know, there's some serious processing problems, and he can't stay on task. And another gentleman figured he'd lost about $100,000 in lost wages simply because he could get good paying jobs, but he couldn't keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's very frustrating. And if the parents don't deal with it as a child, they will deal with it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not going to deal with it as, you know, as an adult, oftentimes they'll find themselves raising their grandkids. You know, we see that a lot.
What are some of the benefits that parents see when the family starts the program?
Typically, what a lot of parents comment on is the bonding between them and their children. They see that their child struggling less. They see their child spending less time doing homework. I know my brother went from 7 hours a day down to 2 to 3 hours a day. That gave my parents their life back.
Mm-hmm.
And so you typically see improvements like that. One kid would spend all weekend doing homework. Last weekend, he managed to get it done in an hour or two and got to play the rest of the weekend. So he was pretty pumped about that.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids have improvement in sports skills, hand-eye coordination, improvement in memory skills, improvement in ability to read and comprehend, improvement in auditory integration, improvement in balance. So sometimes you're looking for small changes, and sometimes these parents see dramatic changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Ed and Debbie Mailhuizen from Sharper Mind Centers, for being with us this morning.
Glad to have been here.
We thank you very much. Sharper Mind Centers has been the sponsor of this half hour this morning on Consumer Connection. If you want some more information, one would be the website, sharpermindcenters.com. Give that a look. Their toll-free number is 1-866-HELP-ADD. And again, it's 1-866-HELP-ADD. And you also want to call that number to register for their free educational seminars on the brain. So thank you both, and stay tuned for more of Consumer Connection this morning on 800 KPDQ.